Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey, my amazing friends. I hope you've been having a great week. This week was a surprisingly emotional week for me. I went and got my name legally changed on my driver's license since my divorce. And with COVID, everything, you know, was really slow to get to where I was able to get that finally done today. It was crazy to me, like, how emotional it was. I threw up a YouTube video on it when I was sitting in the car, still in the DMV, and just I was overcome with emotion and gratitude and just so happy that I had my name back and how powerful a name is. Let's just do this little experiment. When I say this name, think of how it makes you feel, okay? Mandela, Bundy, Teresa, Dahmer, Kruger, Gandhi. It's so crazy how powerful names evoke emotions. And I'm so grateful that I do have my name back. And even as I changed and got that this week, it left me to marinate. Do I have the name of my Savior engraven on me and my actions and my words and my thoughts? Because as Christians, we take upon ourselves the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And we try to be like Him. We try to emulate Him. I love in the Bible, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 12. It says that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and ye in Him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Because of our actions and words and deeds and how we treat others, do people know that we have the name of Jesus Christ? And it left me thinking like three ways that I can kind of be a barometer, you know, to gauge my success in that endeavor. So number one I picked was, do people know I have His name from the words that I speak? And as you kind of scroll through the Rolodex of your day, you know, in and out of those conversations that you have when you get frustrated or upset, how can we be better? How can we put Christ more into our lives? I am so guilty of using words to express myself in ways that are not conducive to a Christian in times past. For those of you who know me on a personal level, and for those of you who don't, just a little side story of me growing up. I grew up in the poor side of town. We had a big melting pot of cultures at my high school. And one of my very favorite things to do is swear. Like, my family, you know, they'll drop some swear words. And I've been raised growing up that, you know, with shit, damn, and hell. And that's incorporated into my life of just my everyday vernacular. And I remember one time that in a previous area that I lived, I was serving on a board that was in charge of organizing like hundreds of youth to attend different events throughout the year. On this particular event, we had a picture of the Savior Jesus Christ, and we were handing them out. And you know, when you are in charge of an event, that if you get to hear what is actually said and delivered at the end, it's a success. You might catch a glimpse here and there, but when you're running the behind the scenes, it's a lot of work. So I had just finished making sure people had all got a card. It's this cute, amazing little picture of our Savior Jesus Christ. I sat down, I sneaked into the back of the chapel, And our amazing stake president was talking about what the Savior does for us and what we can do for the Savior. Well, as you turned the card over, the very last, there was three questions. On the very last one was, what can I do to show my love for the Savior? And as he got to the, you know, I had just sat down and just tried to plug in, right? Tried to plug into the Spirit and just, okay, what, Camille, what can I get out of this? And as I turned on my heart and was sitting there, he went to say, okay, question three, what can you do for our Savior Jesus Christ? And then he let a pause and let us all marinate in that. And I asked in my heart that question, and instantly the answer that I got was, stop swearing. And I was like, excuse me, do you know who you're talking to? I love to swear. It's like one of my favorite things to do. And instantly I said, but I love to swear in my head, okay? And then the answer I got right back was, do you love me more? Just that experience has really touched my heart and changed my perspective about those sins that we have that we don't want to let go. Do we love our Savior more? And an update on that. I am not perfect at keeping that commitment to my Savior, but I have gotten a lot better at not swearing near as much. And I really try to replace it with different words, but sometimes I slip up. But I loved that, that it was just those words that I said weren't what God was wanting me to be using in my daily ins and outs and conversations. And I just was so touching to me and so special that, you know, God does care. And in that, we need to be able to give God the opportunity to help us grow and help us be better. If I would have never asked that question, I would have never got that answer. And some days that seems like it would be better. But our goal in life is to improve and to grow. And that experience completely changed my perspective on those guilty pleasures and things that we love to do. So number one was my words. And then I thought number two, okay, in my actions, how are my actions showing that I'm a Christian? That I'm having that name of my Savior Jesus Christ visible to those who know me. And I think that's a good way to check in and see, okay, what am I doing? What am I not doing? And I stumbled upon this poem and I loved it. It says, what greater gift dost thou bestow? What greater goodness can we know than Christ-like friends whose gentle ways strengthen our faith and enrich our days? And this is completely down my alley. It spoke right to my heart because so many people have been a window to Christ's love for me as they've reached out to me and my family and helped us through a cancer diagnosis, helped us through grief and loss. So many times I could see my Savior Jesus Christ through a text, through a phone call, through people reaching out and being angels on earth. And I think that is so powerful. If you guys have those thoughts, if you guys have the ideas of, oh, maybe we should do this or do that. Oh, no, I don't want to impose. I don't want to overstep. No, please do it. Because in all those times, through all those years, I was able to see that God cares about me, that God loves me, that God's there for me. And those people that were doing that didn't know that. I mean, they just brought a Leatherby's up to Huntsman Cancer Hospital, was my favorite ice cream for Clint and I after his surgeries. But it was just this heartwarming realization that God does care about us. And he sends people in our lives to help us with what we need. Even if it's delicious caramel sauce, which it is so good. Side note, if you have a Leatherby's by you and I think they started in California and there's some here in Salt Lake, but they are so good and the caramel sauce is amazing. And so I would sit there and, as I've talked before, eat my fillings and just feel so happy that God thought about me and that God prompted somebody to bring Clint and I one of our favorite treats. and how that's completely stuck out to me in my life, that we see Christ through our friends. We see Christ through those people who reach out to us. And if we don't, please check in on that. Please start noticing that, because when you do notice that, whoa, you see the power that a great friend has in your life. And not only a great friend, but our Heavenly Father and our Savior Jesus Christ prompting that friend to be there for you in your life. And what a great name that they are representing that they might not have any idea of, but it helps you see that, man, God does know me. God's remembering me and God loves me. Number three, I thought my heart. How do I feel in my heart? Some days I've dealt with bitterness. I've dealt with anger. I've dealt with sadness. I've dealt with depression. I've dealt with anxiety. But always as I go back to it, I'm grateful for those experiences. I'm grateful for those hard times because it's helped strengthen my faith in my Savior Jesus Christ. In those hard times, as I've turned to Him, I've noticed the peace. I've noticed the comfort. I've noticed the ability to release the negative emotions surrounding a situation that I'm in. And it's powerful. And when we try to emulate Christ, He will come into our life. He will show up for you. He will be there for you. And when we invite Him in, there's so much power in that, because He's not going to force Himself in our life. Like a nosy person that's going to criticize you even when you didn't ask, the friend that gives unsolicited advice that you really don't care about. Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ will never do that to you. But just like I was sitting there in this chapel in the back, sitting down asking my Savior, what can I do for you? That He will give you the answer if you ask Him. And for me, my answers come with thoughts that pop into my mind, and it is a thought that then like connects to my heart, and I remember it, and it sticks with me, and I know that that's how God, one of the ways that He talks to me. And I want to leave with you guys this week, if you've been struggling, if you've been having a hard time, which who hasn't? The life as we know it has changed so much recently, but as we plug back in to the network of heaven, and as we try to emulate and learn about our Savior, we're going to be able to be strengthened and supported through everything we go through. And I love Mosiah in the Book of Mormon, chapter 5, verse 12. It says, I say unto you, I would that ye should remember to retain the name written always in your hearts. For me, the imagery of that is just so powerful, because when you think of what's in your heart, what is in your heart? Those you love. Those things you truly deeply care about, and to have the Savior in your heart, do you truly deeply care about the Savior? And if the answer is, I don't really know, that's okay. You got to start somewhere. And as you walk hand in hand on your journey with Christ, you'll be blessed to be able to see when you take upon the name of our Savior Jesus Christ and try to push away the reactions that the natural man wants you to have when you get mad or angry or sad or disappointed. If you turn your focus to our Savior Jesus Christ, He will support you. And that little bit of, I don't know, maybe He's there, maybe He's kind of in my heart, I don't know, that will turn into, I know. God will give you evidences of His hand in your life if you invite it in. And I was so grateful for this experience this week of having my name back and being able to marinate on the fact of, you know, I'm representing Christ as well. And I'm so grateful that I am a Christian, and heaven has everything to do with it. Whether we're going through something hard right now, whether we are having a great time and everything's going good for us, heaven has everything to do with it. And when we realize that and try to emulate that, it will permeate and spill over to so many different aspects of your life. And I know that. I've seen that. I felt that. And every week, if I choose to plug into heaven, I can see God has everything to do with helping me in my life and continuing to give me strength and support me and guide me and give me peace. And so I leave that with you guys this week to, let's put on our name of our Savior Jesus Christ more wholeheartedly. Let's try to, in our words and in our actions and in the way we interact with those. Let them see our Savior. Let them see that charity, that love, that unconditional appreciation for them, even when they're having down hard times. I truly feel so blessed and grateful that I have a podcast, that I have a platform where I can share my heart and what's helped me through my hard times. And thank you so much to those that have reached out with good reviews and messages and the support and love and how my podcast has helped you in your life. It's such a blessing to me. And when I read those, it just gives me courage to keep sharing, because that's what life's about. When we can share and help others get through their heart and their journey, it just is so strengthening and heartwarming. So if you haven't yet, like, subscribe, and leave a comment on my podcast if it's helped you in your life. And I hope you guys remember, no matter what, put on your big girl pants this week.